as the Grinch who stole Pshara. You know, this is one like Pshara opponent that we've seen so far. Maybe the Bach, you know, with his Chumra Kefula Keshita Satosvos. But to get a fuller, you know, understanding of the Bach, is it just that he's super machmer on the back end on the Gemara Din issues? Heim le'inyan Shavua, heim le'inyan Kodem, ish poni atazaka, ish poni atachayev, maybe. But let's get a little bit of a broader perspective. So, Micah, that was very well done. So let's have a look. Avi Rosenberg, v'chol dayan. Kach kosev haRambam. So he's identifying the Rambam as the author of this, but without the diuk of Eitan Barinholtz, to know that it's actually a Bezdin as opposed to a Dayan, and I personally do think there's a difference. Okay? The Rebbe Yeshua ben Korecha Darash Achim Mikra Dem Bissu Mishpat Shalom Shiftu Bisharechem Mikra Nihivi David Eise Mishpat Utsdaka Demashma Alma. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So again, at first blush, when you read the Gemara, you have the impression that the Dayan has to be matriach. He has to bend over backwards to try to, you know, like organize a pshara here, right? And to work it out. Okay, that's the impression. You mitzvah livtsoa, and you know, it's not just that you're offering it, but you have to. This is what you have to achieve in the end. El the ma'idik asal kadaitich the makshe. Like, can you really force people to do this? Come a rivak. Where it's more of an option. Right, so it's a very, this is, I think, exactly the way one does read the Gemara. I always love when the Bach does this, because it's very, you know, you don't always get the poskim, like, taking you through the Gemara in such a, like, remember we saw this with the Tshuva Sarama by Erkos, like, how do you read the Gemara? So the Bach is telling you, yeah, it's like, I'm reading the Gemara, and I'm thinking, all right, you've got to do Pshara, there's just no other option here, right? And then, right, you know, pivot, and he says, no, you can't really force that on people, so it means that you at least, you know, you have to go out of your way in the sense of constantly offering it, maybe, okay? Right. In other words, directly against Avihu. Directly against the Beis Yosef is bringing in the Aguda. Right, a third party, but directly against the nice David, right? So that there's a hard stop. This is a critical point. Miu achirim shelo hayu dayanim lahem. He wasn't in the case. Okay, so what we have here is a really critical point, a number of them, is that even the Bach, who's extremely machmir, La'achar Gemar Din, right? The Bach is actually very much oriented towards Pshara, Kodem Gemar Din. It's just that he takes a Machmir position as far as the Gemara din is concerned. That's why you really have to see the so even the from a halachic perspective, you know, the greatest antagonist of Pshara, as it were, you know, in terms of the being machmir on what the definition of Gemara din is, even in Shavua, the Bach is saying that we have to be matriach ourselves in a very significant way to try to achieve a Pshara. And, by the way, he's even open to a kula that I'm not even sure the Rambam himself would be open to. Then, I think it's possible that the Rambam is open to it. That's just not mukhrach one way or the other, right? That a ben adam acher can come in, you know, and after the psak din is handed down, get them to do pshara. Now, I don't think that the Bach's pshat in Tosos is necessarily so convincing, because he's saying, you know, when Tosos said that Aaron wasn't the dayan, so he could do pshara, he's taking that in a very innovative fashion. Because how did you understand that Tosos as opposed to the Bach? The Bach is saying, oh, that's a good raya for the shita of the Aguda, that an Adam Acher can come in, Acher Gemara Din, and say, yeah, that's what those Dayanim, in the end, you know, paskin, but we could still mediate. That's a little bit of a chiddush. What did it sound like from Tosos? Yeah, Eitan, go ahead.
Before they got
out. Yeah, yeah, for sure that it was at an earlier stage. But the Bach is kind of an innovative point of view. In any event, amongst all of the points that we've made, I think maybe the one that stands out the most is now I think we have an appreciation for why, you know, the language of the Rambam, Chol Bezdin Osep Shara Tamid Hareza Meshubach, as opposed to just the Dayan Osep Shara Tamid Hareza Meshubach, because how does the Bach conceptualize it? And I think this really is what the Rambam meant. How do we understand the Chiyuv? Yeah, Ethan, go ahead. That the Bezdin institutionally has to orient itself to try as hard as possible. Who cares whether you say Idina Ba'isu, Ipshara Ba'isu, or Ipshara Ba'isu, Idina Ba'isu. The point is, you're trying to get them to take a Pshara. It's not so much the individual Dayan, it's the Bezdin itself. The Bezdin itself should be, you know, Matriach itself to guide the Balei Din aggressively towards Pshara. You can't force them. Originally, as the Bach points out, you would have thought that you can. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Karach was saying. You must. Mitzvah livtzoa. This is what you must do. It's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. It's a mitzvah to put on mezuzah. It's a mitzvah to do Pshara. Well, you can't force people to do that. But, and maybe that has something to do with it being lifnim mishuras hadin. But the point is that the Bezdin does have a chiyuv in that regard. Sariel, your point still is on the table in terms of how did the Balei Din figure into this, right? Even if we can't force them, you know, is it just a matter of Asisa Yashar V'Atov? Is it more than that? No, so we have to keep that very much in mind. But the point is, the Bach, who was by far the most machmir on the question of Gemara Din, is actually quite an advocate for Pshara on the front end. Where are we? Chanarach. Two cheers for the Rambam. So the Aguda makes it in. I'm not entirely sure if the Rambam would subscribe to this. So again, it's 98% the Rambam, then plus the Aguda. I was thinking these are like the best kind of bechinos. Like you just give the Shulchan Aruch and you take out all the footnotes and say, tell me this is an amalgam of whose shitos, right? So it's the Rambam, then plus the Aguda, but with a twist, right? What's the twist? That guy, Michael the mediator, who comes in and says, would you like my card? So, you know, and he's like, you know, the ambulance chaser. He chases like all the cases and he tries to get the mediation even after the Gemara din. So the thing is that where is he prohibited from doing that? The Acher, Shein Odayan, yeah, Avi, go ahead. He can do a pshara post din. Right. What does that harken back to? Where do we see like that idea that the makom hamishpat is not a place? What's that? Right. Rashi is shita about Aaron being rodef outside the bezdin. So everything comes back. You know, you learn Rashi well. Everything is there. So this is a really interesting twist. Vim chivu bezdin shvu al echad mehem. Right. So again, that's the more liberal reading of Tosfos. So it's not like the Bach, like the Radvaz. So why do I keep on hedging in terms of whether the Rambam would accept this? Both of these kulas, the Adam Acher, because the Rambam is the most pro Pshar on the back end. I was just saying that a little bit on the front end. On the back end, I'm a little bit skeptical that the Rambam, I'm not sure, I have to tell you, that I'm not sure the Rambam would accept this idea, whether it, even when it comes to Shavua, or an Adam Acher. There's something about the language of the Rambam that makes me hesitant. Again, I think the Shulchan Aruch thought that he'd be okay with it because he's taking his view, and I don't think he's just grafting the Aguda on to the Rambam. I think he thinks the Rambam would be, what do they say, down with this. But why am I not so sure that, you know, the Rambam would? Yeah, Sariel? Right, but what is, you're right, I mean, that is the sentiment, but what is it about the language of the Rambam that makes me a little bit queasy, suggesting that he'd, what's that? Well, but the Beis Din, right, so they could say that Beis Din, you know, they did what they did, and now, you know, here come the mediators, you know, general? Right, that's what Sariel was saying. I'm just saying, but maybe that Gufa is the reason that you can allow in Michael, the mediator. Right, I'm just saying, the Beis Din, Hosab Sharatami, the Reza Meshubach. So, but you know, the people who have nothing to do with the Beis Din. Yeah, Eitan?
After Gemara Din, Yikov
HaDin. Yeah, it's the Yikov HaDin Asahar point that keeps on getting, I'm not sure that the Rambam would go along with this. I think at that point he says, you know, Yikov HaDin HaSahar. And Yikov HaDin HaSahar means that you're going through with it. It doesn't sound like there are too many kulas for outside mediation, even outside the Makom HaMishpat. I'm not sold on this point. But I think, you know.
Therefore, you would disagree with the idea of third party?
I think so, right? It doesn't sound like the Rambam is saying. Right, the Rambam could have easily said that you have the kula when it comes to Shavua if he wanted to. He doesn't quote that. Could have easily said, you know, what the Aguda said. I'm just saying, I think the Shulchan Aruch thinks that the Rambam would be comfortable with it because he really adopts the view of the Rambam. And I don't think that it's his view is really just a heterogeneous mixture of throw a little Rambam against the wall, throw a little bit of Aguda against the wall, with a twist and, you know, come out with the Psak Halacha. I think that he thinks that this is basically Shitas HaRambam, like the Pshara maximalist view, both on the front end, Kodem Gemara Din, and on the back end, Lachar Gemara Din. I think he thinks that. I'm just, myself, a little bit mistayeg, hesitant to pin this on the Rambam. I would be reticent because of that Yikov HaDin HaSahar, which sounds to me like you're going to carry it all the way through. Okay, so now let's get to the Gedole, you know, HaAchronim, the Sman, the Urim, and the Shach, and Kiveger, the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, in terms of how this plays itself out, you know, as we, you know, bring this piece of it to a head. Okay, so the Sma, Yira Seinayim. The Hasbir. The Dabir Alibam. So you got to work on your Pshara Drasha.
Ula Yaskimo Al Apshara. The Pain Hu Kamkin Kabanas Han Haber.
Mashakasav.
Shamar le Shamar le Laham Hadayan Atam Rotsim
Salom Rabbi Masha Batam Vanil Ladon Im Kamaraskam Dafka Din Oh, Pshara, ki chenu nachon lasos pshara, right? So the point is, you really, right, hadin atem rotim? Do you guys really want din? Oh, pshara. Right, exactly. So this is an amazing thing. So the Sma says, you're not taking advantage of somebody. This is Ari Herman's point from the end of Shir, first period, right? That you're not acting against somebody's best interest, because what's worth more, having an extra few dollars in the bank or having something priceless? Gadol HaShalom, Kol HaTorah Kula Nisna Laso Shalom Ba'olam. Shalom is literally invaluable. Literally. So the point seems to be that you're really trying to get these people to act in their own best interest. You want to have a good relationship with this person, or do you want to have a lousy relationship with this person? Is it really worth, so you have an extra, you know, a few dollars in the bank so you can, you know, do X, Y, or Z, or something, you know, much more valuable, which is, you know, shalom, achva, v'reyos. And that's the point, right? That we don't feel like pshara is cheating one of the parties. As long as it's done, again, as the Shulchan Aruch said, within certain parameters. It can't be an abuse. Just like you can't be mata mishpat, you can't be mata pshara either. Okay, so the Urim, Reb Yonis, and Eibshitz, one of the most important Nosei Kelim, the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so the Urim strikes back in the name of the Taz, the name of the Maharal Mi'prag, that no, I don't agree. That the Sma says Hadinam Atamrotim Obibshara means saying, I know you came for din, but don't you really want pshara? And the Maharal Mi'prag, as cited by the Taz, says, nonsense. It means, hadin atem rotzim ob pshara. You have to give, you have to offer them what's on the menu. This isn't like when the waitress comes over and says, today's special is, you know, whatever, something extravagant. Or you could order, you know, whatever poison is on the menu. It's not that. So he thinks it's, you know, playing it straight. Where did the Maharal Mi'prag / Taz / Reb Yonis and Eibshitz get that language of ve'ein le'echad? Yeah. Like I said, it's all in Rashi. Well done, David. So, like, the battle over Pshara, it just carries on, right? It never really is settled. Machlokes Hatanaim, Machlokes Harishonim, Machlokes and Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch. You know, it never really gets settled. I just want to show you that. The Shach. Right, in terms of what's Gemara din, the Bach was Machmir. Now we have a fuller picture of the Bach, is that he was a big champion of Pshara at the beginning stages, but, you know, he felt, you know, in terms of Gemara din, you have to be Machmir. So the Shach says, no soup for you. So absolutely not. Lo nihira. There's a mitzvah to do bitzua. So why would you possibly be machmir in this question between Rashi and Tosa? So what's Gemara din? We should assume the later stage. Right? First of all, that's a simple reading of the Gemara. Second of all, if the whole idea is to do mitzvah of pshara, so like that should, all questions should be nichra, all questions should be paskin in that direction. Why in the world would you take a position that cuts against Pshara? You should be doing everything to extend the window for Pshara. Okay, fine. So I could totally get that La'achar Gemar Din, you no longer have that window. Eitan Barinholtz and I are thinking that that's probably what the Rambam meant, the Mibikov Adin Azar, against, you know, the Radvaz, Kula Ben Shavua, and the Aguda, you know, about Ben Adamacher. But at least on the front end, the Shach is saying, the Bach doesn't make any sense to me. If the whole point is to do Pshara, why in the world would you opt for the Shita that A, is against the simple reading of the Gemara, and B, limits your opportunity to do Pshara? So that seems like a good point. Gam Bekan, Kosov Abach. Vein Dvarav Nechonim, Ayin Sham. Gam Chum Rezo, the Bach thinks he's being such a machmir, he's a kulahu. What does he mean that it's a kula? He says this quote unquote chumra, saying that, oh, we have to be machmir as to when Gemar Din should be timed, is really a kula, because what are you undermining? Yeah, the opportunity for Pshara. In what sense do you call this a chumra? It's preventing you from doing what really is the optimal thing. Okay. Okay, one last point in terms of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and then we'll finish with the Aruch HaShulchan. So we have this line from the tour that got picked up by the Shulchan Aruch, namely that just as a person cannot be Mata Din, they can't be Mata Bipshara. Right? We saw that in the tour. Shem Shemusar Shalal Hatos Din, Kach Musar Shalal Yeinota Bipshara Le'echad Yosir Mechavero. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger picked up on that from the Shulchan Aruch. Hachanami b'atayas pshara im tov b'shara chozer kineses agadola b'shem maharit. Wow. So this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think, is remarkable. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying is that, look, if a person in pshara went too much in one direction or the other, right, and it should have been, let's say, 60-40, and the guy went to 80-20, that's a correctable mistake. So Pshara isn't just, you know, let's all walk out of here, you know, getting a little, but it's an art and a science. You have to find something that's going to be mutually satisfactory, on the one hand, but on the other hand, it has to be grounded in something that isn't, you know, slanted in one direction. So just like there's a Taos Bedin, Tvar Mishnah, Shekel Adas, so there's a Taos Bipshara. I think it's, yeah, general. This is getting back to your point from before. Go ahead.
So how exactly is there a correct mistake to make a mistake in Pshara? Like, if you say, you know, this is the Pshara, and then they walk out, like, what are you going to do?
Good. Okay, so that requires much further analysis in terms of Kenyan. It ties into exactly the point that you raised before. They're of a piece. So we don't have the kalim right now to answer that question, but when we, Mir Tashem, get to the question of Yafek Koch Pshara Mikoach Adin, and talk about when exactly, until when is it reversible, what does the Kenyan mean? So that's a very important point, okay? So he doesn't give us the numbers, but, you know, he says if there's a Taos, that should be reversible. So just saying again, conceptually, I think that this points very much in the direction that Pshara we see not as a repudiation of Emes, it's built off of Din. Otherwise, it would make no sense. If it's just Shalom, it's whatever they agree to, as Yasi is saying. But if it's a form of Din, so then you would expect two things. One, that the Dayan can't mess it up. And if he does, number two, that it should be a correctable error. It's Din plus. Okay. Last point in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, you want to explain to them what they really want, as any good salesman does. You really want this car, you really want the leather seats, you really want the heated seating.
Um, V'chol beisden shem mistamtsim la'asos shara tadir ha'areiz ha'mishubach m'pnei sharoi le'hartik
es atzmo
mi'din Torah.
Again, that's like a little bit of an echo of what we saw quoted at the end of the tour. But right? I remember Kodim Gemara Din.
V'taina shayomer lahem yurisi shema tzvisi vaden the chavon shehigid lahem adin gozos hazakai v'mash shayifos
alpi apshar. In other words, if the guy was going to get $1,000 alpi din and the pshara will only net him 800, so it's like, you know, you're stealing the 200 from him. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, so when we say that it's aser litzoa l'achar gmar din, he's saying that's only bitaina that maybe we made a mistake. But who's he advocating? However, v'im kol zeh mutar l'adayin l'vakish is azakai shivater midaito l'achayev. Who's that from? What's that? Who's he endorsing? The Aruch HaShulchan is endorsing. This is an amazing psak. He's totally recasting the Gemara. The Gemara said, right, l'achar gemara din, there's no pshara. He says, no, l'achar gemara din, there's no pshara based on a claim that, say, oh, well, we would ask you to do pshara now because who knows, you know, maybe we really made a mistake. He says, that you can't do. But to get them to agree to pshara of their own accord, that's a shulchan giborim. Lock, stock, and barrel. So this is a super maximalist pshara position on the front end and the back end. The front end all the way with the Rambam. I think the back end well beyond the Rambam. Okay? Even closer, but to the day in the back of the sack, she bought her to the Chayav. Aval.
Each author, men, had said,
the Baal Din, Shalom, Malcolm Moshe, Vadayanim.
So
Yerach HaShulchan takes all of the kulas on the books and throws them at the wall. Yeah. You know. Kol Bazin Osep Shara Tamid Arezem Mishubach is there. Right. And on the back end, he's got the kula for Shavuot, and he's got the kula for an Adam Acher, Shalom Makom Moshe Bezdin, and he's got the Shultei Hagiborim. He's got them all. And for the Aruch HaShulchan, you have to say in the end that it seems like it's really a combination of two distinctive factors. One of them is the inherent advantage of Pshara, the MS Shalom, the Mishpat Tzedakah, all of that. But then you also saw a little bit of a second and distinctive impetus towards Pshara, namely, exactly, that Din Torah, we're not so sure we know how to pull that off anymore, right? Rabbi Yossi already said, you know, I don't know how to be done Din Torah, so, you know, you'll have to go elsewhere for that. So the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, comes to this vision. Again, this is the dominant voice in the sukkah. Again, the shach, very strongly, the sma, very strongly. But it's not to say that there aren't detractors. Rav Yonas and Eibshitz, the Maral Miprag, the Taz. There are machmirim on the back end, of course. The Bach is extremely machmir on the back end. I think the Rambam, again, super pshara maximalist on the front end. He's the one who gave us Bezdin, Musab Shara, Tamid Arezim, Meshubach on the back end. Maybe not as much. Yikov Adin Sahar, Eitan and I both have that question there, but the point is, the final analysis, it seems like Rashi Lamed Beis Amid Beis, picked up by a minority view in the Achronim, is a day in the sugya. But post Rambam, Kol Bez and Osab Sharatamid Areza Meshubach, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, the dominant view is that to do whatever you can, at least Kodem Gmardin, to get these people to do a Pshara. And the most amazing part about it is, again, to conclude today where we started, the most amazing part about it is that we're now in the Harik Val Yavor zone. For you to accuse yourself, even with a legitimate threat to your own life, not acceptable. But for you to desperately talk these people into a pshara, wow. Harezem Shubach. That's remarkable. And there's no way to sustain that point, which is what the Rambam went out of his way to tell you what, by linking these two sugyas together, the Lo Saguru and Pshara, there's no way of coming to that conclusion unless you believe that Pshara isn't a repudiation of Emes HaTorah, that Pshara is Emes HaTorah plus, which is why I like so much the idea that there are standards. And Rabbi Kivager will tell you not only are there standards, but it's a correctable error if you go too far in one direction or the other. Shimon, let me just give you the last word. Oh, okay, very good. So Mirza Shem, what we'll do tomorrow, just ask everybody to please, you know, come, you know, right on time, like to try to get Rabbi Reese to start, you know, as soon as possible. What is it, 3:38? 3:44, okay. To get there, you know, as soon as possible. You know, Rabbi Reese will be addressing certain parts of the Sugya of Pshara, we will pick it up from there. Let me just give Ari the last word. Nobody says that Din is better. The furthest anybody's willing to go is to say, meaning, yeah, they're Tanai. Right? So Blazer says, you know, also lived Soa, but in terms of, you know, Rishonim, the most anybody will say is, no, you should, let's say they're co-equals, Dina Ba'isu, Ipshara Ba'isu, you have to give them the right to come to Ipshara, but nobody's going to say that Din is better than Pshara after the Tanai. Yeah. See, I knew you had a question. Well, again, he's talking about a situation where the parties have already agreed to Pshara Krova Ladin. He says you got to be within 33% of the Din, and the closer you could get to Din, the better. But he doesn't say Din is better than Pshara. So that Ari was asking more frontally. Is anybody who says, Sof Kol Sof, let's get Din over Pshara. Straight Din. Yo, the Kiryat Sefer says, yeah, we just don't know. Says the Kiryat Sefer says, don't bring me rayas that, you know, about the superiority of Pshara over Din from cases where Din wasn't relevant to begin with. He's not saying that Din necessarily is better.
In such a case, there's not even, like, I'm sure it's negative, because you don't even, like, have a chance to go up the real, like, truth.
No. He's saying those sugyas on Lamed Beis are the two Sfinos or whatever, or the two caravans. Says that doesn't prove that if you had the opportunity for Din that you shouldn't do it, because those were cases where Din wasn't a possibility. That's all. Okay? All right, so let's hold it up there. I know a couple people did not get their behinot back.